Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvas Daf Chavav. Ksuvas Chavav. We reached Chavav Amud Aleph around 8 lines down at the top of the page. Tanya's last word online. Reb Shimon Oz-Aimer is the first words online. We were in a discussion about being Mala from Chuma Tichas. If somebody is Chuma, does that mean he's a full-fledged Miuchas Tegayin? Or Mala Mitzis Kapayim Leichas? If someone Duchen, is that a Raya to his Yichas as a Kayin? From there, we segued into a concept that one of the Raya's brought from Brisa compared the fact that he's Duchening or eating chuma, compared it to also an edus. We asked what type of edus. Edus is not a chazak. The Brisa that was describing different chazak is the ones of Kayin. Duchening, chuma, the Brisa says edus. Edus is a chazak. Edus is edus. It's much better than chazaka. The Zemara says, no, we mean edus about a chazak. What does it mean edus about a chazaka? Where you have Edus coming and saying, we know he got that li and shul that represents the fact that he's a Kayin. So we don't know that he's a Kayin, but that Li got in Shul is a Chazaka that he's a Kayin because he got the first Ali and Shul, and therefore we segued the whole Amud Beis really of yesterday's daf was just segueing into discussion of different Chazakas. The Gemara then came down at the bottom of the Amud and described Rebbe and Rebbe Chia. One was Matar father. One believed the father to make his son, so to speak, not make his son, but to testify about a son, that a son is a Kayin. And we ultimately said that's Rebbe. And the other one, which is Reb Chia, believed the brother testify about his brother that he is a Levi. The Mar asked in Rebbe, we explained why the father is never about the son to say that he's a Kayin, even though he's not Nemel Asiya Ishta, he's never say he's a Kayin, it's like I'm eating Chuma. Why? Because he can be Yadai to feed him Chuma, so he can also be believed to say he's a Kayin, whereas Asiya Ishta is not be Yadai. But Reb Chia, we had a little bit of a stira. Reb Chia says a father is not Nemel about a son, but a brother is Nemel about a brother if he's worried about Kraven. If he's worried about Kravis, then it should be a problem. Brother, brother, father, son are both problems of Kravis. And if he's not worried about Kravis, then in both cases should be good. The Gemara says, Enochami, Messiah Lefitumai, top of Chav Amnal, it said, Messiah Lefitumai, that Reb Chia believes a father about a son as well, in a case where it's Messiah Lefitumai, and the case of the brothers was a case of Messiah Lefitumai. Enochami, Vasam Messiah Lefitumai, a brother about a brother, and a father about a son would not be an Amman. We ask, yes, so that was essentially the crux of the Gemara from that we left over yesterday. Asks the we brought the question, Psil Kravis? When we talk about real Edus, we're worried about Karev, right? Real Edus, worried about Karev. But over here, it's Chor Get of Eidach and Misurim. Why are we worried about Karev? There's a kasha we asked yesterday in the Shir. And we got into the Lumdus of what's the Psil of Kravim? Meshav Aaron, our brothers, and they're not Neman, and they can't testify. Is it a vert of lack of Nemanis? We don't trust them? Kind of like a B'chan and Shali, we've been asking throughout these blot that we keep discussing when negev aedus is puzzle, is it a lack of an amundus or is it some other technical puzzle? If you negev aed them, then you're not considered an aid. You're considered a baldav. You're considered part of the nidan. That was the Rebbe Chanan's mahalach. When they get over here, it's me say mahalach as well. So the same shaila we wanted to connect to kravim. Whether kravim or not, could be neman by edech lemisur. Could be telling that shaila. If it's a lack of an amundus, then who cares if it's a proper aedus? Or it's Eidechad and Bisurim, where we're more lenient as to who can testify. If it's a lack of amanis, the lack of amanis is going to apply in all cases. But if it's not a vert of Eidus, sorry, if it's not a psul namanis, if it's a psul cravings below Eidus, so then by Eidechad and Bisurim, it should still be good. That's the Chakira, the Shiloh we left with yesterday. So after the Shir, we found that the Pnei Yeshua and Rebbe Chanan, of course, asked the question in our Gemara. Pnei Yeshua says, since we're makabit on craven when it comes to Eidechad and Bisurim, and the Pnei Yeshua gives two answers. One answer is, Yuchsin is more chamer. Typically, Eidech HaMisur, you want to know if a piece of meat is kosher, you want to know if Ishtar is an Ida. His wife says, I'm an Ida. She says, I'm not an Ida. We trust her. Eidech HaMisur, Eidech HaMisur is Neman. Normally, Kravim also Neman, even relatives. But when it comes to Yichas, it's big ramifications. Like Abi Yichas, we require two Edom, like we do by Erva, by Mamanus, so too by Yichsin. That's answer number one. Answer number two, says Bnei Yeshua, Yichas is relevant for Mamanus. Because the Kayin gets Chuma, Levi gets Maisa Sheni, Kayin gets Manas Kun, there's monetary ramifications. So it's not just Eidech HaMisurim, there's monetary ramifications, and therefore requires proper Edus in order they shouldn't be misappropriating Mamon HaShem. That's Bnei Yeshua's answers. That's why over here, Kravis would be an issue. Mesich HaVitumeh was saying, obviously it's not a full-fledged issue, because a Mesich HaVitumeh presumably wouldn't be enough, but it's enough of an issue, you have to come out to Mesich HaVitumeh. That is Bnei Yeshua's answer. However, B'chanan answers that really, Kravim would be a psul, by Eidech HaMisurim, which fits well if you hold that the psul of Kravim is a lack of amanus. Not like we always say, Meshav Aaron, I certainly believe, but they can't testify together because the Kravim, that would not be a psul of amanus, it's Tamad Dim Psul. But Rebbe Chanan seems to me to be going a different direction, that because Rebbe Chanan says that really by Eidech HaMisurim, Kravim would also be a psul, which would seemingly be an issue of amanus. But says Rebbe Chanan that it's not an issue over here, because over here there's no Baldover. I should say over here, sorry. It's typically not an issue by Einech and Yisurim because there's no baldover, meaning a piece of meat's in front of us. And we're not sure if it's kosher or not. Einech comes and says it's kosher. There's no baldover, meaning, presumably, it doesn't focus on who the meat belongs to. This meat, whether it's kosher or not, is the same din to every single yid in the world. Either it's kosher for every yid, or it's not kosher for every yid. Even Anida, yes, it's relevant more to her husband, but the bottom line is, let's her husband dies. Whether she's Anida or not has the same ramifications to every yid. There's no baldover there, and when there's no baldover, there's no problem of karev. However, once there's a baldover, then kravis would be a problem even by Einech L'Misurim. When you're testifying about a fellow, whether he himself is a kayan or not, whether he himself is kashmiyachis, he becomes a baldover. If he's a baldover, then there's not a problem of kravis. It's not a problem of being a karev. Again, another yisider, Bukhanim, we have a lot of yisiders. We had a pesach kabba from Bukhanim when it comes to these ideas of negei bedaver and the psulim. So just like over the, earlier we had said, it's a psul that you have to slot into being either an aid or a dayan or a baldover. Here again, Einech L'Misurim is going to be a problem, even Einech L'Misurim, if it's a karev in a case where it's a baldover. And in our case, deciding whether the person's a proper kosher kohen or not is an issue of baldover. Okay, they want to say an afkamim to b'chanan at Peshu, let's focus, let's just say on mamonis. As opposed to b'chanan, let's say it's a psul, a yichus, which is not relevant to mamonis. Let's say the discussion is whether this guy's a mamzer. So shall if he's a mamzer or not. According to Peshu, it's a mamonis nafkamim, it's not nafkamim of mamonis shevet. It's just a question of yichus. And then a curve would still be naman. According to b'chanan, they still testify about a baldover. If he's a curve, he can't testify, he can't be a curve to the baldover and testify, therefore he would not be naman. That would be nafkamim between the Rabbi Chanan and the Peshua. One other point quickly, they bring for the Ramban, similar to what Lizer had suggested in yesterday's shir, when the fellow comes in and says, this is Beni Zed, this is my son, and he is a Kura, he is a Kayan. So we had discussed that the child, why is he Naman, the Kher is a Kura. So I think Lizer brought up the Kher, the Geshef Amigu. Essentially, the word Lizer used in the shir was, maybe the Naman says about, not just about Kayan, about Beni Zed. Well, let me go back a step. We asked if he himself is a Kayan. So of course his son's a kayim. He said, no, lav davka. Maybe he's a kayim, but his son's a chalal. Maybe he married a grusha, maybe he married a chalala. And therefore, it wouldn't be clear. So Lais wants to suggest perhaps what he's saying is, Beni Zed, this is my son. The Namanis isn't on the kayim part. The Namanis is even more so on the Beni Zed part. And then that morphed into the Charish of Amigu. And he's mechavin to the Ramban. The Ramban indeed says that the fellow is believed according to Rebbe because he has a migu. Migu, he could have just walked in and said, this guy is a kayim. Not saying it's a son. He doesn't have to say it's his son. He can walk into a new city and say, this fellow that's with me is a kayin, period. I'm a kayin, he's a kayin. He doesn't have to say it's a son. By saying it's a son, so he's saying he's a karev and therefore shouldn't be neman, that'll give him like a migu. Now, if it would be regular edus, it certainly wouldn't work. A migu cannot establish an edus, but because over here it's edach and misurim, so therefore a migu would help. They bring such a svarak to neman. Okay. Yes, correct. Yeah, but again, only if you're, it's a real edus. It's not a regular edus, only because it's a Einech L'Misurim, and therefore it takes away the pesul kurva. Exactly. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Eimer, Kishem Shetruma Chazak Lakuna, just like Truma is a Chazak Lakuna, so too Kach Maiserisha Chazak Lakuna. Interesting line. Just like Truma is a Chazak Lakuna, so too Maiserisha, which we typically know goes to the Levi as far as we understand, typically. Maiserisha is a Chazak Lakuna. V'achel Bezdin ain't a Chazak. But one who divides Truma under a court, it's not a raya tikuna. So two interesting lines. One is that Mais Rishon is a chazak tikuna, and the second is one that gets divided portions of truma in front of Bezin is not a raya tikuna. So we have to understand both those lines. Mais Rishon Levi, asking Gemara, Mais Rishon amongst the Levi, how on earth is that proving the status he's a kain? Kerbal Azman Zaya, the Tanya, truma the kain, truma goes to kain, Mais Rishon Levi. Truma goes to kain, Mais Rishon goes to Levi. That's how we know it to Rebbe Kiva, that's the basic din, the way we typically understand it. Rebbal Azman Zaya, I mean, no. Mais Rishon afla kain. Rebbal Azman Zaya says, Mais Rishon goes, can also be given to Kayan, and therefore, since Rabbi Zayah was of the opinion that Maiser, we're saying Shimon Elazar, his statement goes like Rabbi Zayah, that Maiser Rishon can go also to the Kayan, and therefore, him getting Maiser Rishon is a raya that he is a Kayan. When the Pasuk says they're supposed to give Maiser to Levium, it doesn't mean Dafka Levium, meaning Levi Mamish, I mean Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi includes Kanim and Levian. Ask the Gemara, the obvious Taina, Emdav Rav Elazar ben Azariah af l'kayim. L'kayim l'leim b'yamar. How's that a raise a kayim? All he said was that a kayim can also get Meiser. How do we know that he's dafka kayim? The fact he's getting Meiser Rishon, how do you know it's a raise dafka kayim? Gemara says, and yes, Basta to continue Ezra. This is after Ezra Knast. the after Ezra did a kras to shave to the Levim, the Ma'aser Rishon went dafka to Kayanim and not to Levim. What's going on over here? So if you remember, we actually had right at the top of Chaf Hamad Beis, we had the first words of the page, Chaf Hamad Beis, the top word, but were Lav Kulu Salik. When Ezra went back up, not all of Kaiso went back up from Bavel to Yisrael. When Ezra came back up, in time was the second Bismigdash. When Ezra came back up, not all of them went up. We pointed out, not only not all of them, like Rashi says, Ruben Ishu Rave Seed back in Bavel. And particularly from the Sar Yuchsin that Ezra brought back up from Bavel, Sar Yuchsin Olam Ezra Bavel, right? That's Parak of Kedushin. So from the different Yichas Ezra brought up, which Yichas was the weakest to coming back up? Levim. Levim were the weakest, and therefore they were Knast. Because Levim were the weakest coming back up, Levim were Knast. And the Ma'aser Rishon was taken away from them and given specifically to a Kohen. According to Blaz Messiah, the Kohen was always able to get, but now we were channeling it directly to the Kohen. According to others, maybe it was only supposed to go to Levi, not Kohen, and now it was channeled instead to the Kohen instead of Levim because of the Knas. So now, a person who receives Ma'aser Rishon after the Knas of Ezra, one who receives Ma'aser Rishon, is going to be presumed to be a Kohen. Again, according to this answer, we no longer have to come on to. You don't have dafka the first. There's actually shah in the girsa in the inn. We just read it simple, but there's a shah in the girsa. Based on the shah in the girsa, are we going dafka to Moshe Isaiah Viter, who held that it was always given to both Kadam and Levim, and now we're only giving to Kadam? Or are we going now even to Rebbe Kiva? Because once we say Ezra knast the Levim to take away the Ma'aser Rishon, even according to Rebbe Kiva, we could say Ezra knast the Levim and channeled the Ma'aser Rishon now to the Kohanim instead of Levim, right? So it could be a Teretz, even Rebbe Kiva. The first one discussed, based on the Girsa, how you read the words, whether it's going Dafka Rebbe Kiva, or even in Dafka Rebbe Zayah, or even Rebbe Kiva. There is actually a discussion. The Machlek is originally Gemara Yivamas. We had not so long ago, Yivamas Pevav, where the Gemara discussed, what was the Knas? When the Knas Levim, was the Knas to give it to the Kohen, like we're saying in our Sugya, or was the Knas to be given to the Ani? It's Machlek is in the Gemara. And Yivamas, clearly our Gemara is learning that the Knas was taken away from Levim for sure, but the Knas was to give it to Kohanim, not to give it to the Aniim. Rambam elaborates, and like we spoke out, as the Knas was because the Levim didn't go up to Yisrael to Yishlayim, so therefore they was Knas taken away. The Achroina, the Radvaz, Kesemisha, Mechsinach, they all ask, the Chayra Minatayro was saying, everyone agrees, Ma'aser Rishon is supposed to go to the Levi. According to Bekiva, Dafka Levi. According to Bozazariah, Levi and also Kohen, but certainly it's supposed to go to Levi as well. According to Bekiva, it's supposed to go to Dafka Levi. And Ezra was Eker Dav Minatayro to say, no longer do you give the Ma'aser Rishon to Levi and give it to the Kohen. Since when? Could you be Eker Dav Minatayro? The Mechas Chinuch adds flavor with our famous Taz and says that even when you have to Karas Chachamim, you never have to come to completely uproot a mitzvah, right? Taz Lagabi Shefer, so it's called Lagabi Shefer, Lagabi, I think it says Lagabi Sukkah, Lulav as well. We have a famous idea for the Taz that will never have a chum, will never make a takana. They can uproot Shefer in any given year, but to do something their upper meaning. Famous Shaila, why do they uproot Shefer every year? Every year you blow Shefer, you're doing clay shear, you're doing musical instruments on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to play musical instruments on Yom Tov. Midrabbanan, you may come to fix them. Midrabbanan, one cannot play musical instruments on Yom Tov, so you should say, you can't blow Shefer anymore, because you can't blow musical instruments on Yom Tov, just like you don't blow Shefer when it's on Shabbos, because you make up to carry, you don't blow musical instruments on Yom Tov, because you make up to fix them, be every Malchut HaReisa. So what's the answer? Because if you're going to say, we make a Gzeira, you don't blow Shefer because it's a musical instrument, you're uprooting Shefer and Ganson. Tyrus says, blow Shefer. The Chum, I'm going to say, no Shefer. Whereas if you say, don't blow Shefer when it's on Shabbos, okay, in certain scenarios, they can say, Shabbat Taisa, don't do the mitzvah. But to uproot it completely, that they want to do. It's famous Taz. The Lecher over here, if you're uprooting, according to Rebbe Kiva especially, if you're uprooting the Chuma, and the way that's where Rambam writes it, like Rebbe Kiva, if I'm not mistaken, that really the Ma'aser Rishon is supposed to go to Levi. They uprooted to give to Kayan. Aren't you uprooting a mitzvah of Torah in Gansen? As they affect the Achrayim again, the Mechas Chinuch elaborates to the Taz, but Sam Kasha really asked by the Radaz, Kesemisha. So Kesemisha answers, he's Medak Lash Rambam. Rambam writes that Ezra was Kainis Bizmanai. It was a Gzeir Lizman. Now, maybe it stuck for longer later generations, but the Ezra made his deal a Zman. A Gzeir Lizman is kind of like we said, not doing Shefer in the year when it falls on Shabbos. So to do it for a Tkufa, a certain set of, a period of time, that's okay. That's not called the Eikim Rataran Gansen. It's only when it's indefinite is there probably Eikim Rataran Gansen. That is the Kesef Mishnah's answer. The Mishnah's Chinuch wants to say a different answer, that Truma and Ma'aser Bizman is Ezra Abanon. And a Chanami, if Truma's Ma'aser was Zaraisa, Ezra couldn't have made that takana because he'd be uprooting a din deraisa. But if the whole din chumas maisa on your abanan, then you're not really uprooting a din deraisa because it is a chumas maisa deraisa in reading it for the times of the second base of Middash, and therefore was considered uprooting a deraisa. Okay, says the Gemara further.
Well, maybe the
hafrasha
is the mitzvah.
Maybe the hafrasha, no, we know there's. The Torah says to give it to Levi. What do you mean? The Torah says to give it to Levi.
This, you're on to something. There's a conversation. Is it two separate mitzvahs or is it two parts to one mitzvah? There's certainly two nekudas. There's the ma'isa afrasha and there's ma'isa nesina. But you cannot eradicate the nesina. You cannot eradicate the nesina. Sicha belongs. There's a mitzvah to give to the shevet 100%. But you're right. There is a separate conversation whether one is already yetzah. The ikker mitzvah, we'll call it, just to speak more to your point. Maybe the ikker mitzvah even is done with afrasha, but it doesn't mean that we got rid of. You can't get rid of that element of the mitzvah giving it to the /Levi, depending on Chubas Meister. Okay, ask the Gemara. You bring a raya, the guy's a Kayan because he got Meister Shani, because he gave Meister Rishon. Maybe the guy's a Levi, and he gave Meister, and people made a mistake. They didn't follow Ezra's Takana and still gave Meister Rishon to Levi. How can that be a foolproof raya that the guy's a Kayan? Because the case of Ezra as follows, there was never a doubt that this guy's a Levi. That wasn't one of the options. We're talking about a fellow who was Muxik that his father was a Kayan, but I think called Ben Gusha Ben Galuza. It was Muxik by this guy. That he's a Kayan. A Kerl went out about him. Machalik is what the level of Kerl was. Was it like how stark this level of Kerl was? But okay, a Kerl went out about him. They used Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. V'cholkulei Ludidei Meiser Be'Beis Agranos. And they gave him Meiser Rishon in the Be'Beis Agranos when they were distributing out the grains, the matanas. They gave him Meiser Rishon. Levi. So assume he's a Levi? The Lav Levi. That was never a tzad. His father's a Kayan. What's the only Shaila? Is he a Chalal? Right? The whole shaila was, his father's a Kayan. That we know. He's certainly a Ben Kayan. Either he's a Kayan, or he's a Chalal. Right? He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But he's not a Levi. That was never a tzad. Mike, Lemay Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What's the shaila? Maybe he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Lemay Bayi Lamadama Maisa Rishon Aslo Zarehim Dilehavi Yavlelei. Certainly, according to the Mandama, it says that Maisa Rishon is usher to Yisrael. Certainly, it's a good raya. He's not a Chalal. That he's a proper Kayan. Right? There's a discussion whether or not, just like Truma has to be eaten dafka by a Kayan, is there a din that Ma'is Rishon cannot be eaten by Yisrael? Ma'is Rishon also can only be eaten by a Kayan or a Levi. It's such a shayla. But even according to the opinion, which is how we paskin, that Ma'is Rishon, that's the Rambam we were just quoting before, brings his halach as well. Even according to the opinion, that Ma'is Rishon could be eaten by anyone in Klal Yisrael. Even a non-Levi, a non-Kayan can eat Ma'is Rishon. That just means they can eat it. But to get a distribution at the Gronas Abad, that's only going to be restricted for Kahanim /Levim. This guy, the only question was whether he's a Kayan or a Chalal. There's no option of being a Levi, and the fact that he got a distribution is the Haraya, that he was a Kayan, and therefore it's a good Raya. So the Gemara is being like a Chachamai Skinan, that how is it a Raya that a guy's a Kayan? Because he got my solution, because talking about a guy that there's only a suffix if he's a Kayan or a Chalal, Levi was ever an option, and therefore it's a good Raya that he's a Kayan. Now, at the end of the verse, we said also a little bit of a cryptic line, that one who divides Truma and Bezdin is not considered this assumption that he's a Kayan. So we said, a guy who gets paid Ma'aser Rishon, Raya is a Kayan. We claim the case is, he's getting a basic runas, and it only was a doubt whether he's a Kayan or a Chalal, but there's no Tzad that he's a Levi. Fine, that was the first, we explained that's the first in the Baisa. Next in the Baisa was, if he gets it in front of Bezdin, it's not a Raya is a Kayan. Wouldn't that mean, wouldn't make sense opposite? Ibe Bezdin, Lehav Chazaka, Hechav Chazaka. If getting in the presence of Bezdin is not a Chazaka, what is a Chazaka? Amr, Vesheshis HaKamid, that means, Hachelik Chumim Nechsi Aviv, Im Achib Bezdin. We're talking about a fellow who's dividing up the father's estate with his father's estate's being divided, and he's getting a portion amongst his brothers in front of Bezdin. We're saying that's not a chazaka, ain't a chazaka. Why? Because just because he gets a portion of the estate doesn't mean he's a kayan. Get back to the last Gemara. What was the need in last? If it's beautiful with the way we explained the first line of the Baraisa. It was badly a ben kayan. The shaila was, there's a rumor about him that he is a chalal. He's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So right now we're not sure if he's a ben grusha ben chalutza or he's a kosher kayan. The fact he's getting a portion is no indication that he's kosher. Why? A chol gets a regular rusha. Just because he's a chol doesn't mean he won't get a regular rusha with his brothers. So therefore we're saying the fact that he gets a portion even in front of Bezdin is still not a chazaka. It's chiddush, even for the Bezdin it's not a chazaka. Ask the Marpshita. If that's the case, meaning if the doubt was that maybe he's a chol, and that's your case, obviously getting in front of Bezdin wouldn't be a mal. What's the chiddush that he's not presumed to be a kain? Mal dim hanach l'achila, hanam l'achila. I would have thought that just because he's getting a portion with the brothers, and the brothers are getting their portions and getting their truma, and they're able to eat the truma. So too, when he gets the portion of truma, it's also he's getting it for the sake of eating the truma. We don't say that the same way the brothers are getting the truma with the intent of eating it, so to this guy must be also getting the truma with the intent of eating it, and that would be an indication he's not a chol, that he's taka kayan. No, the brothers were getting it to eat, he was getting his rightful portion, and what's he going to do with it? Off to sell it because he's a chol, perhaps, meaning there's no raya one way or another. The fact that he's getting a portion in front of Bezdin doesn't mean he's getting the portion for the same usage as his brothers, and therefore it's not a raya that he's a kosher kayan. Now, It said the Mishnah read Aimer, Eimal Lakuna Al Peirechad. You can't be mal of someone to Kuna Al Peirechad. The issue, remember, back then was we explained Machlokes Rebbe and Tanakam was what about Gainland? That I'll come in front of Pesach, I'll say that I know you're a Gain, and you'll come back to another court and say, you know, I'm a Gain, and we'll sketch this back. Rebbe Yehuda, we said, was worried about Gainland. The Chum, we're not worried about Gainland. And the Mishnah says that we had a Machlokes Rebbe Lazar argues back, and Rebbe Yehuda says, no, if there's no Ayurin, we're just speaking out because the words are the focus on the next line of the Mishnah. If there's no Ayurin, if there's no challengers, we believe in Echad. When there's challengers, we don't believe in Echad. And then came Moshe Gamil, who seemingly said the same thing. Shemuel says, you are mala a kayin to proper Echad based on Echad. So Shemuel Gamil seems to be saying exactly what Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Shemuel Gamil, Rabbi Lazar, is Rabbi Shemuel Gamil the same as Rabbi Lazar? What's the chilik? Maybe the chilik is what creates an error. Whether an error of one is called an error, because Rabbi Lazar was focused on error, he holds a challenge as a challenge, even if it comes from Ein Echad. To Rabbi Lazar's suffer, error chad, error is considered a challenge, even if it's raised by only one. You have a person who's, as far as you know, a Kayin, and Ein Echad rises up and says, maybe he's a Pasul Kayin. So that makes an error, according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shimon Gamil suffer, error tray. No, you're only having an error if it's raised by two people, two Eidim. If it's raised by one Eid, it's not going to be enough. Says Mahamar Bechna, Divrakal, Einir Pachas B'Shayim. But that can't be, because even Rabbi Bechna says, even Blazer agrees, Error needs two people. So that can't be the Machalik as well as Rabbi Shimon Gamil. Seemingly they're saying the same thing. What's the point of contention? Elach Ma'eskinan, what's the case over here? Interesting case. The Muchsik is really a back and forth. The Muchsik Lan, Abavua, died the Kainu. It was Muchsik by this fellow, his father, again, third time I have this today already. Muchsik, his father's a Kain. That wasn't a question. This guy's father was certainly a Kain. V'nafak ala kol, and therefore this guy was presumed that he himself was a kosher kohen. V'nafak ala kol the bengusha ben chalutza, and then a rumor went out that this fellow is a bengusha ben chalutza vachsinte, and they demoted him from the kuna because there's rumors where the smoke there may be fire. We got to find out if he's really a bengusha ben chalutza. V'asin, now the question again exactly was, where did this rumor come from? How did this rumor develop? Okay, but this is a rumor. V'asa edechad, edechad came. Meaning the reason for the question is we just had a line a minute ago, Ein Error Pachas B'Shayim, and here we see from an error alone, we're all of a sudden jumping through hoops and saying, we're demoting him, we're not sure right now whether he can have chumas. Okay. V'asa Ein Echad, Ein Echad came forward and defended his chazaka. Keep that in mind, it's a key point. He was Becheskas Ben Kayin. Ein Echad came forward, V'amar said, Yadana Beit Kayinu. I know that he is a Kayin. V'asikini, they brought him back up and said, yeah, this guy can get regular chumas, they can get regular chumas. He's a Kayin, top of a base. And then two other Edom came and said, no, he's Ben Gush Mechalutza. They demoted him again, so he was a good status, demoted from a rumor, brought back up from Ein Echad, brought back down from two Edom, and the second Edom came and said to defend him, I know he's a proper Kayin. So now you have two Edom essentially saying that he's a good Kayin, and two Edom saying that he's a Ben Gush Mechalutza. Now, this whole Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Gamil, and Rabbi Lazar has to be that everyone agrees that you can be star of two different Eidim. Meaning, these two Eidechas came separately, will be the star from together to be a kat, to be a pair, to be one set of Eidim. So what's the Shaila? One second, so really it's pause. And therefore, if we have two of them Eidim saying he's kosher, so we're left really with the Trey. Right, two Edom say he's kosher, two Edom say he's kosher. Who was his chazaka? His chazaka was that he was kosher. He was a kosher kayin until any story, any rumors, any error happened. He was able to be a kosher kayin. So in doubt, we would leave him in a matzah being a kosher kayin. So says Gemara, what's the shaila then? Uklam and Sarfleid, does everyone get to combine all the witnesses, the two Edechas to be a pair, and therefore really we should reestablish him in the status of it's trey with a chazaka that he's a kayin. However, the chash is, are we worried about the zilzul of Bezdin? Meaning Bezdin passing, particularly on the heels of two Edom, that he's not a good Kayan. I mean, it's gone back and forth a few times. Where do you draw the line? But seemingly, once they pass on the heels of two Edom, that he's not a good Kayan, are we going to say, leave the trade that he's not a good Kayan? Not that he is, because we're worried about the zilzul of Bezdin. Parakama Savra, Tribalazar, given the Chasinte, once you demoted him, again, with two Edom ready, we're not going to elevate him back. Chashil zilzul the Beidina, we're worried about the zilzul. We're the courts, we're in charge. We brought him down, we bring him back up. That's good for the power of the courts. We're not worried about the Zilzul Bezin. That is how we're explaining the Machlekes Rabbi Lazar versus Rabbi Shimon Gamil in our mission. I mean, they both agree, Erechet Stamazay is Naman. Machlekes over here is whether concerned about Zilzul Bezin, very not so clear in the Mishnah, but that's how we're coming out. That's the Machlekes. Maskar Vashi. So yes, Rav Ashi, again, by Rav Lazar, if he's worried about the Zilzul of Bezdin, so even if it was Trey Utrey, also it should be an issue. One second. Meaning the lush of the Mishnah. The lush of the Mishnah was that when there's a, what was Rablas's lashon? That when there's an error of chad over there, when there's error of chad, we say there's a problem. It sounds like only in our case where there was an error of chad, then came trey, then came chad, then it's no good. Sounds like if two would come as a pair, then it would be fine. Ask the Gemara, but it shouldn't make a difference. If we're about Zilzal Bezdin, the fact that you're demoting and promoting, that itself is the problem. Even if you had a pair, a proper pair of two Eidim coming together at the end saying that he's kosher, we still shouldn't re-promote him again because this is a Zilzal. Elam Barvashi, the Mechlekes is the first level, what we took for granted before. Mechlekes is whether the Mistarf Eidim specifically. The Mechlekes goof is whether the Mistarf the two Eid Echads. Meaning, if you have a pair that come, no one's worried about Zilzal. How Mechlekes is whether or not you can Mistarf the Eid Echad from the beginning with Eid Echad at the end. The Fuk Tatan, tonight, it's Mechlekes the following. Tonight, the time of the Raisa, any of these Mistarfes. We have testimony of two different Eidis. The Eidis cannot be Mistarf at Shir Shneim Kechon unless they see the Eidis together. Even if they saw Bezechazah, it's unbelievable. What's going on in this price says like this. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Karchel, let's say one aid comes to court and says, Ruvain lent Shimon $100 on Monday. And another aid comes to court and says, Ruvain lent Shimon $100 on Tuesday. Which comes out that they're maybe both saying the truth, but if they're saying the truth, if either one of them is lying, because one's on Monday, one's on Tuesday, or they're saying the truth, but they're saying the truth, it's two separate stories. That they're both the same. They both indicate that Ruvain lent Shimon $100, so Shimon owes $100, but it's two separate stories. Yet Rabbi Shimon ben Karchel says, you could combine such aidas, not only separate two Eidechas coming alone, they combine to be a pair of Eidim, even if the stories are Bezeh Chazeh. That's not Yerushalayim Kechad. Okay. Weiter, says the Braisa, Vein Yidus Meskemes Bezdin Achi Yerushalayim Kechad. And a separate din is, another Mechlekes in this Braisa, different than I am, is, do they have to testify at the same moment? Amas Neymer, Shem Edvar Shazeh Ayayim, Shavei Chaveri Lamachar, Shem Edvar. So Tanakh Abba said, you can only accept testimony as a group pair of Eidim if they came to court and testified at the same time. So if one came, again, the case, first case was that they came the same time, one was testifying about Monday's story incident, and one was testifying about Tuesday's incidents, the incidents matched, and therefore could create the same outcome, and we accept it. But they testified at the same time about different incidents. Bezeh Chazeh means the stories were Bezeh Chazeh. In the second case scenario of the Braisa, it's talking about where the Eidim actually came at different times. One Eid came today, and one Eid came tomorrow. And according to the Tanakh Abba, that's no good. According to Menasseh, that is good, and that's a Machlokes here as well. When you have one Eid coming today, one Eid coming tomorrow, Rabbi Lazar is saying that we can't accept Eidim that came at separate times. And Rav Shigumil is saying, no, even though they came at separate times, we can combine the two Eidim, and therefore the two Eidim are going to be good, and therefore it's going to be Trey, and we'll be Uki, the Kayan, back in his Chazaka, that he's okay. And Zilzal Bezdin was not the concern of here. No one was worried about Zilzal Bezdin.
Don't they have that in the Kledish when they go to
that issue about one Zilzal versus two Zilzal, one promotion, one change versus two changes, for some reason only nervous by the second or third change. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. A woman that was captured again, Aydeh captures different lashon than before. She was taken as into prison, in the prison over here by the Gayim. Aydeh Maman, if it was for a matter of Mamanis, then Mataras Tabala. She's mutter to her husband because they don't want to violate her, because if they're trying to get money for her and they violate her, they're going to damage their leverage of how much money they're going to get or getting money b'chav. The husband will say, keep her. And therefore, she's presumed to be tara, that she wasn't violated. I did nefashas, but if she was taken in for nefashas, for some sort of capital punishment, that they're saying she's chayev misa, asur lebalish, that's her husband, because the assumption is that the goyim will be lax and be free with her, because she sentenced to death anyway, and therefore, now here's the interesting discussion over here, asur lebala, therefore, the way Rashi Tosfos learns, who's bala? Rashi Tosfos learns bala over means even a non-Kayan. In the past, we've been saying the Isra to Bala is only by a Bala who's a Kayan, because by a Kayan, even if the wife is Nenas, it's still going to make her Asa and Nebuch to the husband. Whereas by Eshi Sisrael, if she's Nenas, she's not going to be Asa to the husband. Rashi takes the note over here, Asa to Bala, and Lashon the Mishnah is very general, it means even a Bala Yisrael. And what's the explanation? So they explain because we're scared that Shem and Esrat's last words of Rashi and the Mishnah, that in the context, since she's has a death sentence, and they have their way with her, in the context of those relations, maybe at one point, she did the Bia Beratza. Very interesting concern all of a sudden from Rashi, and Taisov here. Ramban takes big issue, Ramban argues, says, what do you mean? Even if she initiated, because she's trying to save her life, trying to garner some favor, maybe she's not supposed to do that, right? We have Esther, famous sukkahs by Esther we had earlier, right? Esther Karkoilam, we said, Bakashavati Avati, because she went on her own to go initiate, to get that private session with Achashverosh. But the point is, at the end of the day, she's only doing it, but they had the key lashon from the Ramban. At the end of the day, she's still doing it from duress. She's still doing ba'inus. Even if there was an element over there of she did it with das, she's still doing it ba'inus. She doesn't want to be a captive and be with this guy in the first place. She's presumably just doing it because she's in this matzah that she don't want to be in, and therefore maybe she shouldn't. Maybe there's din of yag v'yav, or there could be other considerations, but she's not going to be usher to a husband. It must be talking dafka about a kohen. That's the Rabban. Big machlokes Rabban versus Taisir Rashi. Let's just start the Gemara. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amarav leishanu el shad yisot tkif al v'chavim. Only when the Yisrael is strong of v'chavim, that's when we said in this Mishnah's first din that she's mutter when it's a monetary matter. If the Yad of Chavim is stronger over themselves, we don't want to say over Kaisos, so we say Lashon over themselves. Even Ayde Maman, she's going to be usher to the husband because we're scared that even with the money, they're not so nervous about losing the money, losing the ransom, because they're in charge anyway. They're stronger on us. They have violence, and therefore we have to be concerned that she was violated even by Mamanus. Masav Rava, so Rava has a question. Hey, Rabbi Sekayim, Rabbi Chayak, Benakatav, Abbasolship. That there was a Bas Yisrael that was given as a pledge to the Goyim in Ashkelon, and the Bnei Mishpacha distanced themselves from her. There were Edom there that testified that she never went into seclusion with any of the captors. Chacham said to the family that the same Edom that said that she that she was pledged as a token to these Goyim also said that she wasn't in Miach with them. If you're going to believe them, it's like Peshas Peshitter, believe them that she never was violated. You have no right to believe that she even was taken into captivity if you're not going to believe that she was not violated. It goes hand in hand. We'll bring a proof. The Kasha, that you see, by this case, Ashkelon was a case where it was Takifa of Goyim over the Yidden there, Uktani, top of Chav Zayin, Hurana in Nech V'Shalai. And it sounds like Dafka, in a case of Hurana, where she was pledged, that's when you need aid to testify. But if she wasn't pledged, if she was taken against her will, if she was captured against her will, then you wouldn't even need Aidim. L'chara, even where Goyim are in charge, when it comes to money, L'chara, you wouldn't need even Aidim. That's Mars Kasha. I'm not going to say it there, it's late, and I want to go over this Eskimar tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.